Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. Today we're going to talk Michigan football. It's Big Ten Media Days. Excited for the season, a normal season. All of you fans will get to tailgate this season. That's nice always. I'm excited just to see fans. I'm very excited to see what Michigan does after a poor season last year. And I'll talk about a lot of players to look out for this year. And I'll also talk about a couple things that I think will be surprising for all of you Michigan football fans. First things first, last year was horrible. We all know it was a bad year. And I think it's safe to say that a lot of the complaints are warranted, but I also think that I like to stay in the middle and in the gray on everything in my life, and I'll stay in the gray area also with Michigan football. I think last year with COVID, no excuse, but a different season. I just think the preparation's different. I think you've seen it with Penn State when they started 0-5 and they finally figured it out. Michigan only played 6 games. I think a couple more games would have really helped them. That wasn't the case. 2-4 season, they just weren't able to do much. And look, I just think that it was one of those years that you just chalk it up as a learning season. I think the quarterback situation, again, was very interesting. I think Joe Milton was just not prepared. I think Joe Milton wasn't awful. See, a lot of people say he was just terrible. I just think that he wasn't ready yet to step in and be the starting quarterback at Michigan. And I also think that he was not prepared. I think COVID hurt him as well. So it'll be interesting to see what he does at Tennessee. I think Cade McNamara came in with a great attitude, more of a leader than Joe Milton was. I think he was able to lead the team to a big win against Rutgers. And I think what happens is that generates positive energy. Other than that, Cade McNamara and some late scores against Wisconsin, you know, he didn't do much. I mean, there really wasn't much there for him as well. So I think a full year for him to prepare. I know Alan Bowman now is on campus. I know everybody raves about J.J. McCarthy. The quarterback room is really, really good right now at Michigan. They've got 3 guys that I think could easily all be the starters. And also, you know, Vallari, they love. You know, and it's 4 quarterbacks that they really, really like there. I think this, in my opinion, is the best quarterback overall room they've had. As much as, you know, you've seen things with McCaffrey and Patterson and Milton, that was a good room. I think these guys they have now, especially with the big 3 there, with McNamara, McCarthy, and Bowman from Texas Tech, the transfer, I think you have 3 guys that are very, very calm, cool, collected, and can run an offense. And I also think they can run this offense well. I think McCarthy is the wild card. For me, I think he's the most talented kid they have at quarterback. I think if things go south, I think you got to give him chances. But I think Alan Bowman, honestly, is probably the most experienced quarterback that they have. And they have a lot of experience playing transfers. You know, we obviously seen Harbaugh in year 1. Jake Rudock comes in, really led that team to an outstanding 10-win season, really turned around the Michigan football program. You remember they beat Florida in the Citrus Bowl, and everyone's talking, hey, they're back. Michigan football's rolling. Next year they have Wilton Spate. He played well, not great, but very, very well. And then the next year he gets injured. John O'Korn was a transfer. They played him. He was not ready. And then another transfer, Shea Patterson. So do not be surprised, Michigan fans, if Alan Bowman, if things aren't looking right, if Jim Harbaugh and that staff goes with him because of his experience. Do not be surprised, because they've been known to do this. They love the grad transfer stuff. They love the transfer quarterback. And here we are again. So, is it the way of the future? No, this isn't a kid. This isn't Justin Fields transferring in. So, it's a different scenario, but it's just something that Michigan is very in tune with at quarterback, playing a very experienced transfer, a guy that's played a lot of games, a guy that has numbers, a guy that has been out there through thick and thin. So, don't be surprised if Alan Bowman is out there playing quarterback for Michigan this year. quarterback, like the room, though. I really do. So I'll end on that and just say, look, I really like the room. And I think all three guys are very capable. I would love to see McCarthy be the guy. I think he's the future, but that's another story for another show. I'm sure we'll talk about that on Trouble with the Snap with Tyler Hayward later on when we talk media stuff. Running back room. Look, I love the running backs. I just think right now, and I'm going to kind of stay in that big three talk, and there hasn't been a ton of talk about Donovan Edwards. Very much about Blake Corum. I'm very excited about Blake Corum. I think that's a 1-2 punch. I think Donovan Edwards will not be ready yet to come in and play a ton of, you know, plays. I think, and I've said this multiple times on other forums, I really believe that they need to find a way to get Donovan Edwards playing on the slot receiver position, or if they run jet sweep action, I think they need to be giving him the football. You lose Giles Jackson at slot receiver, you can put Donovan Edwards there and you can run jet stuff with him, near side or far side, doesn't matter. He's strong, he's fast, he has the ability to make big plays. I think you've got to play him at those positions where Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, as long as there's no injuries, I think those two are going to be great this year. I love those two at running back. I think Blake Corum gives them some speed that they don't typically have. He's an absolute burner. Faster than Caron Higdon. Same type of runner, though. Strong, low to the ground, very quick. We've seen it last year against Michigan State. He got on the edge, and it was a wrap. You know, he puts it in the end zone. He has the ability to do that. We've seen the first play offensively of the year last year. We throw a quick throw to him in the flat, and he's able to make guys miss and just run for 25-plus yards. I like him there. I like Blake Corum. Hassan Haskins, you can give him the ball. You know he can get you 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop. Really 4 to 5 typically. He's an open field, got good speed. Not great, but very good speed. And I just really like the balance there running back. I do think you got to obviously put Donovan Edwards back there, but I think that it gets tricky with three backs. I think you need to put Donovan Edwards in special situations. We've seen it with Jabril Peppers, with certain plays they run for him. If they want to do a little bit of Wildcat, I don't want to run Wildcat, especially after the Michigan State debacle. But, look, you know, just getting him the football, that's the main thing. Quick throws to him, quick jets to him, still running the football with him once in a while. I think that's very important. So the backfield is really good. I like it a whole lot. There's a lot of other guys that they like back there. I just want to stay in the big three because obviously that's where people, you know, are usually. Wide receiver, that's a different story. No big three here. I think we got a lot of kids that can step up and make plays. I really do. I'm very excited to see what A.J. Henning does. I felt like A.J. Henning had times last year where he looked very seasoned as a freshman. I really like Cornelius Johnson. He gives us a big guy, a receiver, who can go long and we can throw it up to. He had a couple really good moments last year. I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously, Ronnie Bell's the ringleader. I mean, Ronnie Bell needs to have a better year. They got to get him the ball more. Last year was a strange year for him. Didn't have a whole lot of opportunities. He's had great moments in the maize and blue. He's their leader. He's a veteran. You still got to find a way to get him the ball 5-6 times a game. I like what I see and what I've heard with Andrew Anthony, a freshman coming in of East Lansing. People are very high on him. But I really, really like Roman Wilson. I think Roman Wilson, with his length and his speed and open space, I think he provides something that we just don't have typically. He's another Ronnie Bell with maybe a little more speed in the open field and a little more length. Mike Zahner still is a veteran. I mean, he's been around now 3 years. I think he's another guy that we got to find a way to get the football on third down situations. He's really good with his hands. He makes tough catches. He's got solid speed, but he's really one of those Drew Dilio types. You know, a guy that is very sure-handed. You know, he can get you a first down, and you got to have guys like that. So in my opinion, the guys I named, I mean, look, there's a wide receiver room there, and I know there's a few other guys that people are looking at, but I really believe your four guys who need to really play well this year are Ronnie Bell. He's got to be your guy still, got to be a focal point. I think Cornelius Johnson gives you something with his size and ability to stretch the defense. I think Mike Sainer still is a third down guy. We got to find a way to get him the ball and short yardage stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to say it. I just think A.J. Henning is a great route runner. I really believe that. And I think he'll have a really good year. We're missing Giles Jackson, but I just felt like Giles Jackson was, that's what I want Donovan Edwards. Like a guy who can just do a lot of jet stuff, get him the ball in space, a specialist maybe. I do think we'll miss Giles Jackson as a specialist. He was great at kickoff returns. I think Donovan Edwards could be a great kickoff return guy. I truly believe that. Blake Corum as well. So, you know, look, we're missing some guys, but we've got guys to fill those spots. That's the good thing on offense. Offensive line, it's a veteran group. This is the one group that I said I wouldn't talk much about. I'm disappointed in the offensive line from last year, but I know we lost a lot of guys. So I understand the issues. I understand why we were not able to move guys last year as well as we had the year before or the years before. I think the offensive line was definitely making a turn forward at the University of Michigan. I think last year with injuries, it'll be interesting to see what Stuber does. You know, I know Barnhart's talked about a lot, Chuck Feligia. There's guys that are veterans on that. Hayes will be back on the line. There's guys that have been around forever. A lot of experience there. But I just don't know what to think yet of this offensive line. Can we move people? Can we get big plays? Can we give our quarterback plenty of time? And most importantly, can we run the football? I think when we're at our best, we're moving people, excuse me, and we're running the football. Gotta happen. We got Hassan Haskins, a veteran runner. We've got a guy like Corum. You know, we've got, in my opinion, McNamara can still tuck and run for short yard stuff. Maybe shock some people and gain 10, 15 yards here and there. Bowman is not a runner like that. McCarthy is. So, look, what are we going to do up front? Is it going to be zone read blocking? You know, what is our type of assignments are going to be on the offensive line? What type of scheme do we run up front? You know, what are we trying to do? We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out right away. Because I think when you play Washington week two, you'll know how strong we are up front. You know, they'll be physical up front on the defensive line. They always are. I think Western Michigan, we won't learn too much. But week two, night game against Washington, you're going to know. You're going to know where that offensive line is and what they've done in the offseason. Because that's going to be a tough battle. Moving to tight end real quick, we'll finish on that. Eric Gall and Schoonmaker are absolute sure-handed guys. Well, I should say Schoonmaker for sure. Eric Hall is sure-handed as far as maybe not with his hands, but you can count on this kid being very special if he continues to improve. And I guess sure-handed is the way to describe it because he hasn't been sure-handed. He's made a lot of, you know, had a lot of drops in his career at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh's mentioned a lot about this young man. He has to have a huge year. I think they have other kids stepping up. I'm going to talk about Schoonmaker and just all right now. They do have other kids that can show up and make plays, though, at that position. But Eric All has the ability in his athleticism and his speed and his size to be big time for this team, and he has to. He has to play like an all-conference level player because he has the capabilities to do just that. So 83 is big this year, and I think that they're going to try to, you know, target him more. I think that, you know, hopefully he had a great offseason. I think he probably did. People are very high enough still. But I just think that this is a huge year for number 83, Mr. Eric All. He's got to make catches. And when they get to the red zone, he has to be a guy they look for in the end zone. And he's got to make catches in the end zone. That's huge. And we have not had that in a while. A kid that can just go up there and catch it. And he's the guy that is going to do just that. It's been a few years. Look, when you've got Nico Collins and Donovan Peoples-Jones, you know, you can go up there and throw it to him. That's huge, right? You know, Nick Eubanks was very solid, but Eric All is a different talent. Eric All is a Jake Butt-type talent who can get out in space, make catches, and run after. Has more speed than Jake Butt, even. And I just think he's got to make catches. He can't have those silly drops. And if he can be a focal point, this offense totally changes, and this football team's different on the offensive side of the ball. Because that's a lot of receivers I named that are a threat, and some very good backs, and a solid quarterback with a very good tight end, and he needs to step up. So offensively, I think that you'll be surprised this year. I think this team will move the ball. I think this team will average over 30 points a game. I think they have enough talent. I think there's a lot of pieces there. I think every single quarterback they have will make the right decision. I think that was the thing with that killed Joe Milton, decision-making. He just didn't always make the right decision, and he didn't read the defense very well. I think McNamara, McCarthy, or Bowman will be much better at that. Again, Bowman is not Justin Fields. Justin Fields could come in, dissect the defense, read the defense, make plays with his arms and his legs. But Alan Bowman, if he is as good as advertised, from what all these Michigan people always say, he's another guy that could lead this offense, an offense that has a lot of weapons. Defensive side of the ball. Look, I think I do not feel very happy about the defense. I mean, I wouldn't say happy, or that's not the way to describe it. Not much confidence. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys on that defense that are experienced. When you name guys like Josh Ross, he seems like he's been around forever. You know, Dax Hill is in his third year, but he seems like he's played from day one. Brad Hawkins is been around forever. You look at someone like Aiden Hutchinson, he's been around for a while now. I think Chase Hinton is going to have a pretty good year. Taylor Upshaw, I think, will be a guy that a lot of people will see tremendous growth from him. I thought he really stepped up last year. Mazi Smith is someone that people want to talk about a lot. I don't know yet. I'm not sure what I feel about him up front. Is he going to make a turn this year? You know, I don't know. They've got other guys that people have talked about up front. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson is the big one, but I think Taylor Upshaw will be the one that really surprises in a good way. Linebacker-wise, Khalil Mullins, a lot of people talked about him. I think Michael Barrett is the most talented guy they have on defense, him and Dax Hill. He has to stay injury-free. He was banged up a little bit last year. I just don't see a lot of depth here. I think that not a lot of depth, some veterans in certain positions, and a new coordinator, I think that spells a lot of trouble for Michigan football. And they're just not strong enough up front like they've been in some years. And this is a tough conference. This is a physical conference. And what killed them last year was the other team's ability to get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down or more. And that was a killer. And that was, a huge concern. And also the secondary was a major concern. I think Vincent Gray will come back and play much better this year. I think last year was a down year for him. I think he was the focal point, the corner that everyone talked about. They're very high on him. The expectation was high. I just don't think he performed well, and he wasn't prepared well. I think he'll play better. I think Vincent Gray will be much better. They have other guys that will be good. Jamon Green was their best corner last year. I think he will have a breakout year. I really do like Jamon Green a lot, and I just love Dax Hill at safety. I like the secondary, but I just don't know who else can step in. DJ Turner had some good moments last year. He played a lot of snaps. I think he's another kid to look at, whether he's going to play corner or safety. There hasn't been a lot of talk this year, which I like, about Michigan. And there's some kids there that could really have breakout years. Michael Barrett is a star in the making if things go his way. He can play safety. He can play outside linebacker. He can play inside. He's got great speed. There's some stuff there for a Michael Barrett to have a breakout year. But there's not a lot of conversation, which is good. I think the last 3 years, the hype with Quiddy Pay, the hype with Cameron McGrone, the hype with, everybody, it seemed like, it was just too much. I think this is an underdog type situation now for Michigan. People don't expect a lot from this program, this team. And look, I think it's a good thing. But defensively, I think when you have a new coordinator, you got to have studs, and they've got some very good football players and experience, but they don't have a lot of NFL talent there like they have in the past. I think that will hurt them. I think that will hurt them this year, and I think it will be a struggle. I think they'll score over 30, but I think they'll give up over 24. I really do. I think that's kind of where we are, and I know that's a lot of points to be given up, and we're used to not doing that. Obviously, last year we did, but I think you have to understand that there's going to be a lot of games that Michigan wins this year. They're going to have to score. They're going to score points, and the talent they have in certain positions are going to have to make plays. And I think that's what happens this year. As far as some of the coaching changes, love having Mike Hart coming in. Lindquist at the DB coach, love it. I love what I'm seeing with certain things with the, you know, we have a young staff. Ronald Bellamy coming over was great, especially locally in the Metro Detroit areas for recruiting. Obviously, you want a state championship at West Bloomfield. Look, I like the direction. I like the young direction. You know, Mike McDonald has some NFL experience. I think he'll do okay. I think he'll do a good job with this defense. I think he's going to struggle with this defense until the younger kids get more in tune with what's going on. There's just not a lot of depth there. There really isn't. But the young kids, if they can step up and play really well, then that would be a surprise where the defense could be really good. But I just don't see it. But coaching staff, look, offensive coordinator, I think Josh Gattis will be on his way this year. I really do. I think that they've got talent. They've got kids that want to play for him. I think this will be his third year. I think people are going to realize what he wants. Look, we want to get out and score points. We want to get out and make plays. We want our playmakers to get the ball. We need a quarterback. The quarterback will play well for the next few years at Michigan, no matter what, in my opinion. So I think that they'll be able to get the ball to kids, and those kids will be able to make plays, and they'll win them some football games. I have faith in Josh Gattis. I have a lot of faith when you add someone like Mike Hart at running back coach. I really do. I think that's huge. Jim Harbaugh, look, you know, I think the one thing that we got to do with the Jim Harbaugh situation moving forward is, because, look, I'm not a fan. I'll be the first to admit it. But I think we have to look in the mirror and realize, look, the guy has won a lot of football games here. It's a program that is just not elite right now. It wasn't elite when he took it over, and he's trying to get it to that point. The constant fight of getting this program to the elite level, he's been close. He's been very close a few times. I think we have to look at this thing with a half-glass full situation. I think Jim Harbaugh's done a good job. I really do. It's hard for me to say that, but I think when you throw away all the talk and you throw away all the hype and you throw away all the BS that people spew out, I think he's done a really good job. I don't like his personality. I don't like everything he does as a coach, but stats speak for themselves. He's been very close. They've had 10-win seasons. He's gotten his team at the end of the season. They just have not been able to take that next step. And the bottom line is Ohio State, guys, is an absolute juggernaut right now. I mean, like it or not, I mean, this team is just at a level that we have never seen Ohio State at this type of level. When Urban Meyer took this program over, Ohio State took a jump that was astronomical, almost uncatchable. And by the way, I mean, I always say this about, you know, Brady Hoke. Brady Hoke was able to compete with those guys when, you know, that was because of a couple things. Ohio State didn't just jump and be superstar players the first few years of Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer actually had to recruit better. When you look at Chris Olave, you know, you see him coming back, there's nobody in Michigan that can cover him. There's just nobody. And then you see, oh, they have Garrett Wilson. There's nobody in Michigan that can cover that kid. And then they have three or four other receivers that your guys who aren't as talented have to cover. That's a problem. That's a major problem when you know the two best kids they have on the outside, nobody on your team can cover. And then all the other kids on their team, your best might have a hard time covering. And I think we've seen that in 2018 when Michigan was, you know, favored to win, I believe. And, you know, Ohio State had just almost dropped a game to Maryland. And, you know, you're thinking, wow, you know, Jim Harbaugh, we're 10-1. Things are looking good. Our defense has been spectacular this year. But you didn't come in thinking, look at all the matchups where they have certain guys on the outside that none of our kids can stay in front of. And then if some of them can, their third, fourth guy is going against a Brandon Watson. And I'll never forget this because Chris Olave was a true freshman, guys. And Brandon Watson was a senior covering a freshman, and he had no chance. That told you everything you need to know with recruiting, that their freshmen coming in can outplay our seniors. Our seniors who are starters, by the way. That was the beginning of me realizing and looking back going, they're just so much more talented than us. So I think it comes down to a few things. You know, you have to get them on a bad night. You've got to play your best football game possible. And you got to have an amazing game plan. And I think that's where Jim Harbaugh has been short. There hasn't been a great game plan. And, you know, they've had a couple moments where they played them tough, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump. And that's been the shocking thing, is we just haven't had a good game plan against them. But they're that talented where you could do everything right and they're still better. So let's just give Jim Harbaugh, I wouldn't say a pass, but let's just put things into context here. Ohio State is on a different level, and we are not even close to that level right now. We are at the level and fighting against the Penn States and the Wisconsins and, you know, the Indianas now. And to beat a team like Ohio State, you have to be absolutely on your game, and you have to have them probably make some mistakes. So Jim Harbaugh is doing what he can do. I think the young staff may help. This is still years away. I don't think that he'll be around, because I think that the Michigan prestige just becomes too much when you just keep losing and losing and losing to your rival. And I think they'll bring someone else in. But I will say, for Jim Harbaugh's defense, I think he's done a pretty good job. And I think that this program, this is a huge year for this program. And I'm just going to say it. I think 8 wins is a very good year for this team, for this roster. And that hurts a lot of people's feelings, but I think it's realistic. So if you're getting to 9 wins, you shock the hell out of everyone to get 10. I think Jim Harbaugh deserves a whole lot of credit, because with this roster, there's good pieces, but there's not great pieces. And I think that this team is, you know, a few years away, sadly, to get closer to 10 wins maybe. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for tuning in, Life and Ball Podcast. This was a Michigan football breakdown. Big Ten Media Days is going on. Me and Tyler Hayward will talk on Trouble with the Snap. But thanks for tuning in. Hey, give me your thoughts and feedback on what you think is going to happen this year with Michigan football. 2-4 last year, COVID season, short season. We'll have a real season this year. Give me your thoughts. Share the link. Let me know how you feel about all this. And go Blue.